The Rutgers women basketball team is a bunch of nappy-headed hoes. At least that's what Don Imus had to say about it. But you know what? I believe him. Because I saw the pictures, and all the women on the team, including the white chicks, were nappy-headed hoes. And, you know, I'm not trying to be racist here, but, you know, when I listened to the clip, it didn't really sound that way. He just was basically saying that the Rutgers team was a bunch of ugly-ass bitches, whereas the Tennessee team was far superior in looks. And, you know, that's what matters in women's basketball, because it's not like they can play basketball anyway.
Can you say that on the air?
Sure. I must clear the way for that.
All right. I have to say I agree. The white chicks on that team look like nappy-headed hoes.
Look, I'm part of the beef curtain and all, but don't you think he took it a little too far?
If by too far you mean that he called the Tennessee women cute, then yes.
That is what I was getting at. They are a bunch of nappy-headed hoes, but the Tennessee team they were playing were a bunch of beaners.
Yes, I have to agree, but I have to say I think their team was a bunch of bog trotters.
Yes, those Irish are a bunch of old cabbage patch fuglies.
At least they're not a bunch of bootlickers.
Yes, those crazy Rutgers players can't catch a break. They got beat down like a bunch of bruised bananas.
My God, we used like a dozen racial slurs there. How did we know all of those?
Look, you fucking wetback, we used the Clay's Corner racial slur thesaurus. Ask my hick brother Jim. It's the tops.
Don't be an ice monkey and order now.
If you ain't satisfied, you a stupid kike.
Don't be a yandy boy, be an ice nigger and order now. The black Canadians are standing by. They're cotton gins.
We said order now, you fucking junior mint.